弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
有点可惜哈，今天诗歌唱得太短了。
That's too bad. Our songs are so short.
弟兄姊妹，每一次当我们唱诗的时候
，Every time when we sing songs to praise God，
如果我们真的用心灵和真实唱进去的话
，If we really sing it with our spirit and in truth，
其实里面很多的歌词。内容都已经远超过我们信息能够表达的了。
Actually, sometimes the lyrics can express far beyond what the message.
你看，我们刚才讲到的伟大的神 ，Mighty God.
Like the we were just singing Almighty God.
这个 Amazing Grace
啊，
奇异的恩典 ，Unfailing Love.
An unfailing love.
当我们唱到这些词，它因为唱太多遍了，它慢慢失去了它该有的一种冲击力了啊。
And maybe because we have sinned us so many times, we're desensitized by it.
可是当我们每次被这些话来触摸的时候，其实里面都很感恩，真的是 unfailing love and amazing grace.
But then, if we really sing it with our heart and be impact, then this is so amazing, amazing God and unfailing grace.
像我们这样子的人，竟然能够跟这么伟大的神、宇宙的主宰。有这么亲密的关系。
People like us, so lowly, can have relationship with this Creator God, the Master of the Universe.
那我们昨天在这里，为嘉宇弟兄有一个安息聚会。
Yesterday afternoon, we had a memorial service for our beloved brother 嘉宇 here.
我个人看到这么多弟兄姊妹站在这里献诗、唱诗。很多弟兄姊妹在底下带着眼泪，我心里面蛮感动的。
I was so touched by the song dedication by so many brothers and sisters, and then you were remembering him in tears.
也是有很多的感触啊。
I also had a lot of thoughts.
一方面，就像我星期五到这个 campus 去参加，看到他们有30个人新来的。校园团契就是新生到达美国，他们来我们教会，我好高兴。
And then also just like last Friday night, I joined the campus fellowship. There are 30 new students just joined the fellowship for the first time. I was so happy.
我看到他们，我就想起44年前的我。
When I saw them, I remember myself 44 years ago.
我也曾经那么年轻过。
I was once that young too.
转眼之间我变成老爷爷了。
Before I knew it, I have become an old grandpa.
所以我看到他们，我就真的巴不得他们能够越早开始基督徒的 journey 越好。
So when I saw them, I just wish that they could start their Christian journey as early as possible.
让我们整个人生变得更有意义。
So that our life can become more meaningful.
因为我们真的不知道什么时候我们生命会结束，所以我说我昨天聚会有很多感触。
Just like how I felt from yesterday's memorial service, we really don't know when our life will end.
所以安息聚会让我们能够有很多更深的体验跟更深的思想，让我们的脚步不会因为忙碌而盲目。
So the memorial service often remind us and then to cause us to pause and think about life so that we will not be blind and being blind.
昨天参加完一个安息聚会，今天又要参加一个安息聚会。
So yesterday we had a memorial service and today we have a funeral.
今天我们是13个人的安息聚会。
And today is the memorial service for 13 people.
要把他们都埋了哈。
Because today we're gonna bury them.
真的非常高兴，今天又有13个弟兄姊妹要受浸归到主的名下。
And this is a joyful thing that 13 new brothers and sisters are going to get baptized.
所以我今天决定讲一个看起来很简单，但是重要到无可言喻的信息。
So today I'm gonna share with you a very simple yet very important message.
新生命，新生活。
A new life and a new living.
因为我们整个基督教，我讲过很多次，最关键的两个字，一个讲关系，一个讲生命。
So I have often shared with you the two key words for Christian faith is life and relationship.
所以别人说基督教都是所有宗教都是好的，劝人为善，给人寄托，那都是外行话，我们不需要去争辩。
So when people tell you all religions are equally good, they all teach people to become better.Then they don't understand Christianity, but we don't have to debate with them.
因为那个不过是整个基督教信仰里面中间的一小部分。
But that's only a very small part of Christian faith.
我们整个信仰最重要的就是让我们跟宇宙的主宰，这个独一的真神恢复了该有的关系。
So our faith, our religion, our faith is actually to restore the relationship between us and the Master of the Universe, the Almighty God.
然后我们得着了他儿子耶稣基督的生命做生命，这是大事。
So we receive the life of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to be our life, and that is so great.
啊，我们在得到之后，我们才可能达到我们原来想达到的。
After we receive this new life, then we can attain to the standard that we want to reach.
我们只有得到了耶稣基督的生命，我们才可能活出神所要我们过的生活。
Unless we receive the life of Christ, we cannot live out the life that God wants us to live out.
我们的生活才可能真正荣神益人。
Then our life can really glorify God and bless people.
才可能真正的具有永恒的价值。
Then we can have eternal value.
所以今天在这里，因为我们等一下要受浸，所以我今天信息也会比较短哈，告诉你们好消息。
So a good news is that my message will be shorter today because we're going to have a baptism afterwards.
啊，所以我们在基督里面，我们成为新造的人。
So in Christ, we have become a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。
The old has gone, and then the new has come.
所以并不是只是指的我们过去的历史过去而已。
It's not just about our past history.
你看，我们小朋友才十二三岁，他有什么惨痛？不敢回首的历史呢？没有嘛。
One of our new brothers, he is so young, 12 or 13, he does not have a life that is full of regret and tragedy, right?
最大的痛苦可能是打 game 输人家。
Maybe the biggest pain that he has had is that he lost a computer game.
但是大一点的人，我们可能曾经犯过很大的错，可能伤害过别人，可能做了一些我们很懊悔的事情。
But for us older, maybe we have to make some regretful mistakes that we hurt people.
所以在基督里，旧事已过，一切都成为新的。不光历史过去，连我这个人的生命也都因为归给了基督，它成为过去。
So while we are in Christ, all the old things have gone, and then the new things have become renewed. Not only that, our old history has gone, but then our entire person is gone.
我今天在基督里得到了一个新的生命，我可以开始过新的生活。
Because in Christ, I have received a new life, and I can start living a new life.
所以我在这里第一个点讲，基督徒重生之后，基督就成为我们的新生命。
So when Christians are being born again, Christ has become our life.
底下这两节经文都很重要，我们一起来读啊。
So let's read the following two scriptures together.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。英文。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
第二个，基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
这两节经文太重要了。
These two verses are so important.
刚才那节说，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
The first one says, I have been crucified with Christ.
我需要先强调两个字，一个叫做已经，一个叫做同，一同。
So I want to emphasize that I have been, okay, it's done already, with Christ.
我相信我们都知道今年是2023年。
We all know this year is year 2023.
耶稣是在2000年前就钉十字架了。
But Jesus was crucified 2000 years ago.
那什么叫做我已经？你讲说耶稣已经钉十字架，我可以了解。你为什么要讲我已经？
So when you say Christ has been crucified, yes, I can understand. But why do you say that I have been crucified?
而且那天挂在十字架上只有他，为什么说我与他一同钉十字架？
Because on that day, Jesus was hung on the cross by himself. Why are you saying that I have been crucified with him?
我希望我们中间已经信主多年的基督徒 ，bear with me 哈，要耐心的听，因为我们中间实在太多出信的。
So I hope Christians will bear with me for repeating this message because we have a lot of new believers here.
但是另外一方面，我也对我们这些老基督徒提醒一件事：怎么样子不要成为老基督徒
？But I also want to remind Christians who have been Christians for a long time that we will not become stale and old.
因为圣经上说耶稣要用水借着道把教会洗干净。
Because the scripture says that Jesus will wash his church clean with his word and water.
因为在教会里面有两个问题，一个是玷污，就是犯罪、肮脏、得罪神。
Because the problem at church, that the church is being defiled by sins and by defilement.
一个是老旧，满了皱纹，不能够彰显出这个生命的丰盛。
And another issue with the church is that it might become old and stale, full of wrinkles, that it cannot manifest the glory and beauty of Christ.
所以老基督徒最危险就是掉进遗文的旧样，掉进老。
The biggest danger for Christians being a Christian for a long time is that we become old and stale.
好，为什么我已经而且跟基督一同？
So what does it say that I have been with crucified with Christ.
这就是救恩的伟大。圣经告诉我们，是神使我们得以在基督里。当你重生得救的时候，就被放到基督里。是神让我们得以在基督里。
So this is the greatness of our salvation, that because of God, He puts us, once we become Christians, He puts us in Christ. So it is because of Him.We are in Christ.
不光我信耶稣，接受了耶稣到我里面，基督在我里面。
Not only that, when we become a Christian, we receive Jesus, and Jesus become He comes into us.
也在我得救之后，神把我放到基督里，我也在基督里面。
But after I'm saved, God has placed me in Christ, so I'm now in Christ.
我们一起说，基督在我里面，我也在基督里面。
So let's say it together.Christ is in me, and I am in Christ.
好，那我们的黎陀生弟兄曾经举过一个例子哈。
So Brother Watchman Nee has once given us an example.
他说在这里有一个书签。
So here I have a bookmark.
我把它夹在我的圣经里面。
And I put inside my Bible.
我的圣经还有拉链的哈，更可以，它就在里面了。
And then I have a zipper. I can close zip up my Bible.
当我不小心把圣经弄掉了。
But if I accidentally lost my Bible,
我的书签跟它一起掉了。
My bookmark is lost with it.
当我的圣经掉到水里的时候。
And then if my Bible falls into the water,
书签跟它一起掉到水里。
The bookmark falls into the water with it.
因为书签在圣经里面。
Because the bookmark is in my Bible.
所以当神把我们放在基督里，我重生得救放在基督里的时候。
So after I'm being born again, I'm placed in Christ.
基督所有的遭遇也都是我的遭遇。
All the experiences of Christ become mine.
但是你会说那是两千年前的。
But then you might say that happened 2,000 years ago.
好，所以另外一个比喻呢，也许更能够让大家了解。
So then I'll give you another example, maybe better explains this.
它稍微复杂的一点是在希伯来书第七章讲到亚伯拉罕跟麦基洗德的故事。
This is a bit more complicated. It's a story about Abraham and Melchizedek.In Hebrews chapter 7.
那我把它简化21世纪化，弄现代的例子来跟大家讲，你就知道了。
So I'll modernize this parable so you can understand better.
假如你看到一个人，他多子多孙啊，又有几个孩子，又有好多孙子。
If you see a person who has a lot of children and grandchildren,
那你假设一下。
Let's assume, like suppose something.
这个做 grandpa。如果在他结婚之前，或是在他生孩子之前，他出车祸死了。
Say this grandpa, if he died of car accident before he got married or before he had any children.
他可能这四个儿子、两个女儿、三十多个孙子孙女，都在他的死里面一同死了。
So his four sons and two daughters and many grandchildren would have been died with him in that accident.
这就是希伯来书第七章告诉我们的。
So this is what Hebrews chapter 7 tells us.
他为了强调这个麦基洗德的这个祭司等次超过亚伦的等次。
And then Hebrews 7 wants to stress that the level of the priesthood of Melchizedek is actually higher than that of Aaron.
他说亚伯拉罕去献这个去迎接麦基洗德的时候，立位已经在他的腰子中，在他的身体里面了。
So he says that when Abraham went to offer offering, make offering to Melchizedek, the tribe of Levi was already in his longing.
所以亚伯拉罕等于代表了利未，代表了所有的子孙一起在这里。来尊重，来欢迎麦基洗德。
So Abraham, on behalf of his offsprings, including the Levite tribes, was making homage to Melchizedek.
好，所以当基督耶稣在十字架上死了的时候
，So when Jesus died on the cross,
我们都在基督里与他同钉十字架。
We were all being crucified with him on that day on the cross.
当基督从死里面复活升天之后。
When Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven,
他怎样从死里复活？我们在他里面也从死里复活。
How he resurrected from the dead, so we shall also resurrect from the dead.
所以我们就稍微从这个真理的里面来稍微看一下这件事情到底是怎么指的啊。
So let's go deeper into this truth.
那么底下就碰到一个问题，这个道理就算。不都懂，但是可以了解。那我怎么用在我的生活里面
？So now the next question is, even if we understand this truth, how do we apply it in our daily living?
我跟主同死，跟主同复活，那么怎么样子应用到我们的生活
？Yes, how can I apply it to my daily life with me being crucified and resurrected with Christ?
因为等一下我们会回头来读今天的背诵经文，也是你们受浸班一定读过的经文。
we're gonna later on come back to the memorization verse, and then you are probably very familiar with it already.
他说我们这个受浸归入基督的人是归入他的死，原是为了叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
It says that we who are being buried with him, are baptized with him, are buried with him in his death, so that we may live a new life.
那我们怎么样子把这样子一个真理用在我们的生活上
？So how do we apply this truth in our daily living?
当然，一方面这个是需要圣灵开启哈。
On one hand, we need a revelation from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵开了，我们就从头脑的懂。变成真懂。
So when the Holy Spirit reveals us, then this becomes from it changes from head knowledge to true understanding.
那我也承认，我信耶稣，很早就听了这些信息，但是自己真正的懂跟进入，很认真的进入，还是有一点差距的。
So I admit that I've heard this truth ever since I was young, but then it took me a while to truly enter into this truth.
但是那时候我太小了，我才十几岁嘛。你们现在都成年了，懂了就应该进了。
When I heard about this, I was still young, but now you're all adults. If you understand it, you should strive to enter in.
我举一个例子，我从前举过哈，有一位年长的弟兄，我个人非常非常尊重他的一个年长弟兄。
I want to give you an example. There's an elderly brother that I respected him very much.
我记得他后来长了癌症的时候，他还来我们中间参加我们的退休会。
I remember he even came to our conference after he had cancer.
那个厨房敲钟敲了好几次，他讲到停不下来。他说跟你们聚会好喜乐的。
when he was preaching, he couldn't stop. Even though when the kitchen keep ringing the bell for a meal, he says,
他明明长了癌症，那天讲了起码两个钟头。
He with cancer on him, he preached that day for about 2 hours.
所以我说我很怀念他啊。
I really missed him.
他说他年轻的时候。
He says when he was young.
他在上海读交大。
He was going to university in Shanghai.
那时候上海教会那个福音的火真的烧起来。
At that time, the fire of the gospel was in Shanghai.
那么多学生在这里火热的传福音，带人信主。
Many students share the gospel and bring people to Christ.
他说他那时候那天教会有福音聚会，他就拿了一把福音单张去一个一个宿舍门敲。
So he says that day they had gospel meeting and he brought the tracts to his dorm and knocked on every single door.
他就发福音单张，欢迎大家晚上来参加福音聚会。
He invited everyone with the gospel tract to the gospel meeting that night.
他说当他敲到其中一个门的时候
，And he says when he knocked on one door.
他跟其他一样打开来说，我们今天晚上有教会有福音聚会，非常欢迎你们参加。
So the person answered the door and he just like.As usual, he says, "Oh, we have gospel meeting tonight. We welcome you to come tonight."
结果里面就突然有一个 高高快快壮壮的，我可能应该不输 Kevin 哈，就走过来。
And then this big guy just came over, big guy like Kevin.
非常不礼貌的推他出去出去，不要在这里传教，出去啊，门砰一下关掉。
And he was so rude, he pushed him away and said, "Go away, don't preach gospel to me," and shut the door.
我们这弟兄认识他的人都知道，他是一个非常 kind, 非常仁慈。很 gentle 的一个弟兄。
And our brother was a very kind and gentle person.
所以他受到这个羞辱的时候，他里面就觉得说不出来的羞辱感。
So when he treated like this, he felt such shame.
所以他就很沮丧的，他就回他自己宿舍，他再也不发了。
He was frustrated, disappointed. He went back to his dorm. He says, "I'm not gonna share the gospel."
这是很正常的反应，才不到大概才二十岁的年轻人。
So this is a very normal response reaction for a young person in his early twenties.
他说他坐在桌子面前，越想越气。
He says he went back to his desk and then he just get more and more upset.
在想我又不欠你的，你不要用这种态度嘛。
He says, "I don't owe you anything. Why do you treat me like this?"
而且我是为你好。
And then this is for your own good.
然后一想到那个人的表情态度，他里面就非常非常的沮丧。
And he got so upset and frustrated whenever he think about this person.
突然
，all of a sudden，
有一首诗歌是受尽常唱的。
A song that they usually sang during baptism came to.
已经死了，已经葬了。从今以后我完全了了，已经死了，已经葬了，从今以后我完全了了。
Says I'm dead, I've been buried, I'm no more from now on.
你怎么没有唱哈？那主就圣灵就问他说，你既然已经完全了了，为什么气成这样子？为什么委屈成这个样子？
And the Holy Spirit asked him, if you say that you are dead, you're no longer.You're no longer there. Why are you so upset and frustrated?
因为这是我们常有的情绪，我们情绪很容易受别人搅扰的。
This is how we are. We're often agitated and angry.
太太、夫妻一个眼色不好，孩子一个不顺服，教会弟兄姊妹一个讲话讲错，我们都可能情绪这个掉到低谷去。
We can easily be triggered by the expression of our spouse, attitude of our children, or someone at church.
但是这一句话不光是已经死了，已经葬了，从今以后我完全了了。
But then the song says, "I've been dead, and then I've been buried, and I'm no more."
他的下一句是不再是我，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。不再是我，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
And then the following lyric says, "No longer I, no longer I, but Christ lives in me."
还是没有唱哈。所以，当圣灵第二次这样子提醒他的时候
，So when the Holy Spirit reminded him，
他突然站起来
，All of a sudden he stood up，
抓着那一把福音单张，他又出去传。
Pick up that stack of gospel tracts.
他一下子经历到什么叫做不再是我，乃是主。
And he experienced what it means that no longer I, but Christ.
他跟别人传福音，充满了尊荣，充满了勇气，充满了爱。那天晚上，他邀来的人是最多的人。
And then once again, he stood up and then full of dignity and honor, he shared the gospel and he brought so many people to Christ that night.
那我要讲的就是。活在我的里面跟活在基督里看起来是一尺之隔，从理论到 心灵其实它是一念之间。
Actually, it seems like there's a distance from being in me and being Christ. There's a distance, but actually it's just a change, a switch of the mind.
当我真知道这个真理而我愿意接受它的时候，其实在一念之间我们可以来操练来经历什么叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
As soon as we get this truth, and then if we just decide, okay, I'm gonna practice it, then we enter into this truth, what it means no longer I but Christ.
因为不同的生命，它就是会有不同的生活、不同的生活、不同的表现的。
Because different life will surely bring about different living, different expressions, different way of life.
所以在第二段里面，我引用了一句话，是我在新人门训的时候我常常讲到的。
So I use a quote that I share with you in the new life.
他说什么样子的生命就有什么样子的生活和侍奉，反之有我们的生活与侍奉的内容和品质，就知道我们内在生命的源头和性质，它也决定了我们生活的境界和价值。
Our life determines our living and our service. On the other hand, the content and quality of our living and our service reflect the origin and nature of our inner life, which also determines the realm and the value of our living.
所以当我们知道这样子的事情的时候，
When we understand this truth,
我们要非常渴慕让基督的新生命来替代我们。
So we ought to desire that our life be replaced by the new life of Christ.
当我们自己渴慕不够的时候，我们不容易进入这个境界的。
If we lack this longing and desire, it's hard for us to enter into this truth.
所以这样子的经历越早有越好，越快有越好，越多有越好。
So this experience we ought to have as soon aspossible and as much as we can.
圣经上说你们得不着因为你们不求。
The scripture says you do not have because you have not asked.
很多人问我说我为什么缺少长进的动力，我为什么信主这么多年我还是这个样子。
Some people ask me why is that I lack the motivation to grow and then I remain the same after many years.
当然有很多原因需要深谈，但是 我有的时候难免加一句。
So yes, there could be many reasons, but I often tell one thing.
苦头没吃够。
Because you haven't suffered enough.
真的，你活得太舒服了。
That's true because your life is too comfortable, too complacent.
当我们被带到一些困境，带到我一些软弱失败，带到一些我自己不可能解决的问题面前，我才发现我的能力有限，我根本不可能胜过这个环境。
If we are being brought into some difficulty and trials, then we realize that this is far beyond what I can handle. I cannot handle on my own.
我们才会谦卑地来转向主，让主来帮助我们。这个时候，我们就容易去接受什么叫做耶稣基督替我而活。
At that moment, it's easier for us to be humble and turn to God. And at this moment, it's easier for us to understand and receive this truth that it's no longer I, but I need Christ to live my life.
所以我这个人死得越快，死得越多，我就跑得越好，懂得越深，长得 越快。
So the sooner we can die, the sooner we can receive this new life, and the faster we can run this race.
我不晓得你们有没有很快的 catch 到我在这里讲的道路、真理、生命。
So I wonder if you grasp that I'm talking about the way, the truth, and life.
你死得快的话，在属灵的道路上你就跑得快，跑得好。
The sooner you die to yourself, then the faster you can run this race, this spiritual race. And then some of us will say that I'm not walking this path really well.
那真理上，当你死得越快，其实你就懂得越深，你就体会经历的越深。
The sooner we die, which means the more we understand this truth, the more insight we have into this.
所以在生命方面呢，你死得越快，其实你长得越快。
So regarding our life, the sooner we die, the faster we will grow.
因为每一次的十架经历都让我得着基督。
Because every experience of the cross will help us to obtain Christ.
所以死得越快，跑得越好，懂得越深，长得越快。加油！
The sooner we die, the faster we will run. The more we understand, the more we will grow.
所以什么样子的生命过什么样子的生活我们都懂。
So we all understand that different life will bring forth different living.
主耶稣说好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子，从果子可以认出树来。
Because Jesus also says that the good trees bear good fruit and bad trees bear bad fruit. So we can judge a tree by its fruits.
因为它生命不一样。
Because they have different origin
对不对
of life.
然后你橘子树长的就是橘子，它不会长出番茄。
Orange tree will bring forth orange, not tomatoes.
同样的橘子树，这棵橘子树长的是酸的，那棵橘子树是甜的。
Even among the orange trees, some bear sweet fruits, some bear sour fruits.
因为它生命不一样。
Because their life is different.
以前有位老仆人被主接去了，那个圣保罗牧师，他有一次见证，分享他 早年到云南云贵高原那些少数民族去宣教的时候。
There's a pastor, Pastor Paul Shen. He's not with the Lord. He shared that when he was young, he went to Yunnan province as a missionary.
啊，他跟我们讲了很多那边的故事啊。
And he shared many stories with us.
啊，他说他们到了那个苗寨还是什么地方，他们啊平常不洗碗的哈。
So he shared one story that he went to visit this minority tribe, and then their custom is that they never wash their dishes.
他们吃完饭就把它填干净，就放在旁边。
So after meal, they will lick their plates and clean it, and that's it. And then
下顿饭要吃的时候就拿过来填一填，就开始盛饭就吃了。
And the next meal, they will lick it and then put rice in.
对不起，我不知道是不是苗寨的哈，那个，所以万一有苗寨的人，不要生我气。他就是讲到有一个民族。
I really don't know which minority tribe that is.
啊，他说他那次刚到那边去，他就吓呆了。
So he says when he first arrived there, he was startled.
尤其人家看到贵宾来，多舔几下。
He was so shocked, especially when they see guests coming, they will lick more to make it cleaner.
他说他在那里嫌脏的时候，嫌弃的时候。
He says while he was despised, disgusted by it.
他看到旁边带他去的 mentor 那个美国宣教士，美国人。拿起来安安静静谢饭就吃。
But then he looked at his mentor, another missionary, American missionary. This person quietly took the bowl and then the food, and then with thankful heart he ate it.
当然我没有要我你们现在把这个当榜样去学了。
No, I'm not saying that you should imitate and do the same.
但是他里面就觉得，这样子的一个从美国这么优秀环境、舒服环境来的宣教士。他能够这样子的不嫌弃表现在他表情，他可能也会担心，可能也会在乎，也会不习惯。可是他却是在爱的里面，人家摆上他就接受，他就佩服他的生命了。
So I'm sure a missionary from America, he must have concerns about sanity and then other stuff, but then yet he just out of love shows such grace to receive.And this had a lot of impact to this pastor.
这个跟现代有的人懒哈，上次于师母说，有人吃完饭不洗碗的，放到冰箱里面，下顿饭拿出来继续用，这个是不一样的。
This custom is way different from some the things that lazy people do, like Pastor Nancy shares. Some people don't want to wash dishes; they put the dishes in the refrigerator and then reuse next time.
后来沈牧师说，他到了一个小部落里面。
And then Pastor Paul Shen says once he went to a little tribe.
他非常佩服当地教会的一个长老，怎么样子把与主同死同复活这个新生命的真理，用很简单的比喻，对那些没有受过什么文化教育的这些少数民族传讲。
And then Pastor Paul Shen said he really respect and admire an elder of that church, how he simplified and explained the truth of being.Crucified and being resurrected with Christ to the minority people who are uneducated.
他说人生好像在苦海啊，人生好像一个苦海一样啊。
And then he says, life is like a bitter sea, a sea full of bitterness.
他说一只母鸡，它不会游泳的。
And then a hen cannot swim.
啊，你把它放到水里面去。
And you put a hen in the water.
啊，它就一定灭顶。
And then it will drown.
那因为中这个母鸡的叫声哈，咕咕咕咕咕咕咕啊咕，有点像哭哭哭哭啊哭啊。
And then the sound of this hen will dog, 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 and then sounds like bitter. The ku sounds like bitter in Chinese.
就是放在苦海里面，它就更叫苦，到最后灭顶。
So he is being placed into the sea of bitterness, and eventually it will drown.
他说鸭子呢，嘎嘎嘎嘎，就像笑声一样，哈哈哈哈啊。
And then a duck will the sound is like 嘎嘎嘎 it's like a laughter.
你同样放在苦海上，但是它却凌驾苦海，活得得胜。
You put a duck in the water into the bitter sea, but then it will overcome and triumph and be joyful.
啊，所以我刚刚那个 slide 可以放哈，你看那只母鸡快淹死了，那只狗去救它。
And you see that this dog is trying to save a hen.
啊，因为在苦海上快灭顶了。
Because the hen was about to drown in the bitter sea.
啊，这也是我们基督徒的责任哈，就帮忙把那些还在苦海上挣扎的人。 带到神家来。
And this is also our Christian responsibility to rescue those who are drowning in the bitter sea.
你看这个鸭，连那么小的鸭，所以它不是靠能力得胜，它是不同生命，让它可以凌驾在苦海上。
And look at the ducks, they can cruise on the bitter sea not by a lot of effort, just because they have different life.
那神牧师就说他很佩服这个长老，他能够用很简单的例子，把这么重要的真理对这些根本没受过什么文化的人，能够了解圣经这么深奥的真理。
And Pastor Paul Shen says he really admired this elder to explain such deep truth with simple examples to the uneducated people.
所以既然有了新的生命，就要过新生活。
So now that we have a new life, we ought to live a different new living.
所以底下第三段我讲到神的儿女们在基督里开始新造的生活。
So the third point says that now the children of God live a new life as a new creation in Christ.
我可以讲好几个点，但是我只列了三个点。
I share with you many points, but I only listed three.
第一个，我们得到了新的身份、新的地位、新的关系。
First of all, we got a new identity, new position, new relationship.
约翰一书三章第一节说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。”
First John chapter 3 verse 1 says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we may be called children of God, and that is who we are."
我跟你说，就是太多太多宝贝的真理跟福分，被我们听多了，都弄淡它的味道跟冲击力了。
Let me emphasize again, because we have heard these important truths so many times that we don't experience the impact anymore.
我们今天讲到什么富二代、官二代、小官二代、小富二代啊，这个嘴巴都还是有点酸溜溜的，对不对？
So, like today, when we talk about people who are being born in a rich and powerful family, we envy them.
你看我开这个小 Honda， 你看他开那个大 Benz。
See, I'm driving a Honda and he's driving a Benz.
谁叫他是富二代呢
？But because he was born in a rich family.、
对不对？呀，这个我找工作找不到，他儿子一下就找到了，谁叫他是？官二代呢
？See, I have a hard time looking for a job, and then he gets jobs so easily because he's born in a powerful family.
所以你说我们是什么
？But then who are we?
刚刚才读的。
We just read it.
神的儿女。
We are children of God.
为什么满脸愁容讲神的儿女呢
？Why is that we are downcast when we say we're children?
宇宙主宰，万有的神。万王之王，万主之主，所有的君王在他眼中都算不了什么。我们是他的儿女。
So this is the we're talking about the master of the universe, the king of kings, the kings of this world are nothing compared to him, and we are his children.
我们买会所的时候，那个犹太卖主天天问说：“你们银行现在多少钱
？”So that when we were purchasing this church building, the Jewish owner kept asking us, "How much money do you have in the bank?"
我们累积了好几年，也不过才六七十万，然后大家开始奉献，不过一百多万而已。
So we accumulated many years, and we reach about $600,000 or $700,000, and then we try very hard to reach 1 million.
他说：“你怎么可能有七百万呢
？”And then he says, "How is it possible that you get 7 million?"
我们同工跟他说：“我们天上的爸爸有钱，他根本就嗤之以鼻。”
But our coworker says, "But my father in heaven is rich, and then he just despises us."
弟兄姊妹，这不是嘴巴说的，要用信心来接受的，来见证的。
We're not just merely talking with our lips; we need to testify with our faith.
讲到我是神的儿女的，抬头挺胸的。
When we talk about that we are children of God, we ought to act like that.
要有属天君王儿女的尊贵。
We ought to have the dignity and honor of being children of the living God.
今天我在基督里已经得着了。
Because in Christ I have obtained it.
神把所有的祝福都在基督耶稣里面赐给了我们。
Because God has given us all spiritual blessings in Christ.
所以我们不应该穷，我们不应该弱，我们不应该卑贱，我们都应该脱离这些事情。
That we are already delivered, so we are to depart from being lowly, impoverished, weak, and slavery.
早期的留学生到美国来，都不是坐飞机，大半都坐船的。
So in the early days, when the foreign students come to the U.S., they would took the ship.
有一个寡妇很辛苦的打工，把她儿子养大，儿子非常上进。
There's a father who worked really hard and sent his son to the U.S. and his son studied really hard.
母亲省吃俭用的帮他买的船票搭船，我就随便找张照片，就是让你们感受到一点民国初年的情形啊。
So I just pick a random picture so that you get to understand, like the time like 100 years ago.
因为他自己家里很穷，所以他自己就带着一些简单的饼干啊、干粮啊，到船上，因为大概要三四十天的。
So when the son boarded the ship, he brought some dry food, something for his journey. It's a long journey.
他在整个海上的行程里面，常常都很羡慕里面人在吃那些热喷喷的食物。
While he was on ship, he often admired and envied those who could enjoy the hot food on the ship.
外面风又冷了，看着里面在那里吃饭，他就只能羡慕，因为他自己知道他家穷。
And then he looked from the window of the cafeteria. He could only admire and envy, but he knew that he came from a poor family.
有一天他在看的时候
，And one day while he was looking through the window of the cafeteria,
旁边突然有一个人问他说：“你为什么不进去吃
？”All of a sudden, another person came and asked him, "Why don't you just get in and eat?"
他不好意思，他说：“我没有钱吃，我就吃点干粮就好了。
”He says, I don't have the money, so I'll just eat the food I brought with me."
那个人跟他说：“你的船票已经包括伙食了。”
But then the person says, "Your ticket included all the meals."
那你的票已经包括所有在上面的伙食费了。
Because your ticket covers all the meals on ship.
他说：“真的吗？”
He says, "Are you serious?" Really?
他说：“当然真的，每一个人都这样子。”
Of course, every one of us.
哇！他赶快跑进去，果然可以吃。
And then he went into the cafeteria. Then he found out, yes, he could eat.
弟兄姊妹，我们的老爸是神啊，他丰富得很。我们不要过这么贫穷、这么软弱、这么卑贱的生活。
Remember, our Father is God, and He is wealthy and rich, and we shouldn't live a weak life like now.
不应该再去犯罪，不应该再去软弱跌倒，不应该再这么辛苦的在地上过日子。咱们老爸是天上的神。
We shall no longer be weak, be impoverished.And then continue to sin because our Father is God in heaven.
所以认识了自己的身份，脱离卑贱，脱离贫穷，脱离软弱，脱离为奴受辖制的情形。
So we ought to understand and know our identity, then we can be delivered and depart from being lowly, being poor, being weak, being a slave, and being suffered.
第二个，我们回来看今天的背诵经文，讲到新的生活。
And second, we ought to look at our living.
罗马书六章三到五节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
Romans chapter 6, verses 3-4. Oh, do you not know that as many of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we shall all walk in newness of life. For if we've been united together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们很快的看三个点啊，这段经文。
From this passage, let's quickly look at three points.
第一个中间是原是叫我们，表示说这个经历的目的是什么
？So, let's look at the purpose of this experience.
就是同时的目的，原是要叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，
so、the
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So the purpose that we were united with him in his death, the purpose is that so that we can be raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, just like Jesus was.
所以所有同死或十架的经历不是叫你受苦，而是叫我们像耶稣。
So the purpose of being united with him in his death or the experience of the cross is not for us to suffer, but to be like Jesus.
不是应该像耶稣，而是一举一动像耶稣。
It's not just we shall imitate him, but then we shall live his life.
这是第一个，讲到目的，讲到目的。
So that is the purpose.
第二个
，Secondly，
这个前半部讲到说，岂不知 岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
So at the beginning it says, Paul says, do you not know that we were baptized into Christ, were buried with him into his death?
这个岂不知是什么意思？
What does it mean when Paul says, do you not know?
岂不知是什么？你岂不知，岂不知是什么吗？
What does that mean? Do you not know what it means? Do you not
岂不知就是你怎么会不知道？
It says, how can you not know?
所以保罗在这里用岂不知来表达他的惊讶。
So Paul expressed that he was surprised that you don't know.
他也表达他的着急跟不甘心，你怎么会不知道？
He was also in such an urge and worry that don't you not know?
那你看我下一个图放什么？岂不知水往低处流
？Don't you not know that water always flow downward？
对不对？这个大家都知道。为什么水往低处流
？Why is that water always？
因为有地心吸力嘛。
Because of gravity。
哦，你如果不相信，你从四层楼走出去试试看。
If you don't believe it, just walk out of the 13th floor。
那你说加州的楼危险，我到纽约去走。
But you say, well, maybe not in California. Try it in New York.
这个一样掉下去。
The same, you're going to fall.
这是 common sense， 就是都应该知道的，怎么会不知道？
This is common sense. Everyone should know. Why don't you know?
好，另外我就问你，手机是干嘛的？
Another thing is that what's the function of a cell phone?
那你可以讲很多了哈。以前手机只能打电话，对不对？我以前讲过，1980年，我们教会第一个姊妹开便士，拿手机，她的手机这么大，提在手上。
Nowadays the cell phone has many functions, but I told you before in the 1980s, our church, a sister was the first one in our church who had a cell phone, and her cell phone is the size of my Bible.
刚刚开始是 mount 在她车上，还不能 portable 的。
The first cell phone was like a car phone. It was mounted on the car. It was not portable.
啊，天天拿在手上，好神奇！全教会只有她一个人有。
And then she would carry her big phone, and then she was the only one at church that had a.
那干嘛的？你马上就会说打电话的嘛，对不对？
So the purpose of that big mobile phone was to call someone.
现在我问你，手机是干嘛的？有人说是当导航，当 GPS， 有人说是我玩 game 的，啊，可能不见得都是打电话的。
So nowadays, when I ask you what's the goal, the purpose of your cell phone, some may say it's for navigation, some may say it's for computer games.
但是我终于挑了一个在手机上面把它当插电子放咖啡的。
But then I found one that someone used the cell phone as a coaster.
假如一个100年前的人来，他很有钱。
Say someone from back 100 years ago.Come to us now.
完全不懂手机这回事。
And he's a wealthy person, but he doesn't understand. He never seen a cell phone.
他买了10个手机回家当茶店或是咖啡店。So he, 你会觉得他干嘛
？And then he would buy 10 cell phones, and then he used them as a coaster. What do you think of him?
傻瓜。
嗯。
傻瓜。
对不起，
我不是骂你。
What a fool!
真的是浪费嘛。
What a waste!
你干嘛花了几百块？现在 iPhone 15出来的，还可能还不止几百块。你买来当茶几吗
？So, do you buy a new iPhone? You spend the money just for to be a coaster?
对不对，弟兄姊妹？这就是保罗着急的，他的着急比这么笨的还要着急。你怎么会不知道？怎么会不知道
？This can express Paul's heart. Don't you not know? Don't you not know?
这是讲到救恩的真理已经这么清楚了，那尤其保罗讲这个岂不知已经2000年了。
So, because this is the foundation truth of the salvation, and he has been saying this for 2,000 years.
多少人传这个信息，多少人见证这个信息，见证他经历过这个信息，都是真的。我们为什么还是不知道
？So many people over the 2,000 years have preached, testified.Experience this truth. How come we still don't know?
岂不知我已经与基督同钉十字架，已经埋葬了。
Don't you know that I have been crucified with Christ? I've been buried with Him.
所以我常常跟受浸的弟兄姊妹讲，我最近只是没有空去带你们，跟你们讲，这个初信真理班。我说受浸的这个经历。 可以用一辈子的。
So I often share with brothers and sisters who are about to get baptized that this experience can be used the rest of your life.
因为那个是 once for all, 永远不改变的事实。我与基督同钉十字架，我借着受洗来归入这个死，和他一同埋葬。
Because this is a truth, an experience that you can use for a lifetime that you've been buried through baptism into Christ, into his death.
那接下来我们就看第五节
and then,
就是等于后半的。
Now let's look at the second part of that scripture.
它中间是讲目的，原是要叫我们，因为前面讲岂不知，你知道了以后就应该是一举一动。然后第五节他说，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So the first part of the passage says, don't you know? And then the middle part of it says that we've been raised from the dead to live a new life. And then the last part says, if we are united with him in his death, we shall also be united with him in the likeness of his resurrection.
所以第三节应该把岂不知圈起来。
So we ought to, let's circle the part, do you not know?
第四节把原是圈起来，原是教，这是目的。
And then, verse 4, let's circle out, so just as, so that we even so, we should.
第五节要圈什么？
And then verse 5, which part should we circle?
圈什么？若。
If.
若。
If.
讲到这个怎么样子从客观的真理客观的事实变成我主观的经历，这里有个若字。
So this word if that transitions from this objective truth into subjective experience.
这就解释了为什么这么多人曾经受过浸，对不对？两千年来不晓得多少人受过浸。
This explains over the past 2000 years millions and billions have been baptized.
不要讲两千年前，光在 SVCA 受浸的不少几百个，对不对？
Oh, let's not talk about back to 2,000 years. Even at SVCA, so many people have been baptized.
再讲近一点，今天你们十三个受浸。
Or even just talk about, let's focus on today. Today, 13 of you are going to be baptized.
为什么我们接受的是同样的救恩，进入的是同样客观的真理，但是我们活出基督徒的生命见证却有这么大的差别。
See that we receive the same truth, the same objective truth, and yet we may have different subjective experience.
而是在于我们有没有把客观的真理跟事实带到我主观的经历。
It all depends whether we bring this objective truth into our subjective experience.
知道自己死，知道自己该死，甚至装死，都不是真的。
Knowing that we should die or even fake our death doesn't count.
所以生活是我们每天都在过的。
So we need to live life every day.
天天都有这么多事情发生。
Every day we face and.
但是从另外一个角度来说
，But yet on the other hand,
天天都有这么多的机会让我可以经历我怎么样与主同死同复活。
Every day we have so many opportunities to experience.Being dead with Christ and being resurrected with Christ.
当我学习接受这个伟大同时复活、同复活的经历的时候，它其实改变了我整个生活的层次、价值、境界。
When we receive this truth of being dead with Christ and being resurrected with Christ, it completely transforms and changes and increases our value and then bring us to a different realm of living.
我再给大家看一个 slide.
I'll show you another slide.
那是宋尚杰博士。
That is Dr. John Song.
那也是他很典型经典的笑容。
And that is his signature smile.
我们知道他只活了43岁多。
We all know that he only lived a life of 43 years.
但是在中国基督教历史里面就是这个三位最有影响的中间的一位，他就是管传福音。
But he was one of the three Christians that impact China the most.
你看他
share the gospel everywhere.
1920年就在美国 Ohio 那里拿到化学博士了。
He received his PhD in the U.S. in the 1920s as a PhD in chemistry.
那他被主的爱感动，回来的时候，他都听过他见证，他把他得到的金钥匙啊这些丢到海里面，表示他抛弃一切，他要为主传福音，救灵魂。
But he was moved by God's love that he went back to China, and on the way he threw his diploma into the Pacific Ocean.
30多年前我在红木城的时候，在那个教会里面，那天有一个人来传福音，一个传道人。
And about 30 years ago, when I was still in the church in Redwood City, a preacher came.
他就在宋尚杰博士传福音的里面，他得救的。
So he was saved in the crusade of Dr. Song.
他说那天宋博士站在台上讲道，他很喜欢穿着长袍哈。
He said he recounted the experience that that day Dr. Song was preaching on the podium. He was wearing a long robe.
那天讲道的里面呢，他先后掏出了三样东西，称作基督徒的三宝。
And then he, that day he, while he was preaching, he brought these three treasures. He says three treasures of Christians.
他第一个掏出来是一个小铃铛，这是我是网络找的哈，这不是他用的。
Okay, the first thing was a bell. I found this picture. I don't think that's the same bell that he used.
他掏出一个小铃铛来。
So he got a bell.
他说我们重生得救以后，圣灵住在我们里面，恩膏教训我们。
So he says, after we're born again, Holy Spirit lives in us. This anointing will teach us.
我们说的不该说的，我们做的不该做的，我们想的不该想的，圣灵在里面像铃铛一样会提醒我们。哎 ，stop。你不可以这个样子。
If we think or say or do something that the Holy Spirit doesn't like, He will ring the bell in us.
啊，这个为什么要跟人家吵架？为什么又撒谎呢？为什么又这个样子
？He says, "Why are you arguing with someone? Why are you fighting? Why are you lying?" And the Holy Spirit will ring the bell within us.
如果我们认真的话，你会发现主的恩膏在凡事上教导我们。
If we're serious about it, we will discover that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will teach us in everything.
啊，我没有时间去更多发挥这个点哈，我只是点到为止。他拿出的第二个就是小手电筒。
And then the second thing he brought up was a little flashlight.
啊，在我们人生黑暗的里面摸索里面失迷的时候，他为我们提供的光啊，让我们看清楚我们的处境。
So whenever we are lost in the darkness of life, the Holy Spirit will be like a light, like a flashlight, show us the way.
啊，主的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光，提供光照和指引。
The word of life is like the lamp to our feet, and then the light to our path. It will show us and guide us.
他说三宝，第三个大家不知道他要拿什么。
So the third thing, they didn't know what he was going to bring out.
你们说第三个是什么？
Guess what is that third thing?
棺材。
It's a casket, it's a coffin.
我还特别挑了一个中国式的棺材，因为我昨天 Google 都是美国的棺材。
So this is a Chinese style coffin, a casket.
他拿出棺材来。
So he brought up this casket.
他就那个小盖子可以开跟关的。
And then he can open the lid.
他就是要讲今天同死同复活的真理。
And then that he used that to illustrate the truth of being dead and resurrected with Christ.
他说宋尚杰已经跟主一同埋葬了。
He says, Dr. Song, myself, is being buried with Christ.
结果在生活里面碰到一些不该碰到的，这个别人 provoke 他，他要生气，因为他脾气真的很坏，很急了，不应该说他坏，他脾气很急。
Dr. Song has a quick temper.And he says, whenever I'm being irritated,
他说宋尚杰又活了，他把盖子打开了。
So he says, whenever I'm irritated by someone, then John Song is alive.
然后他说宋尚杰该死。
But then he says, but I ought to die.
Eric 又活了。
And then I came back to life again.
Eric 该死。
But then I ought to die.
啊，这就提醒我们自己。
So we ought to remind ourselves.
我太容易回到旧照里。
So easy for me to go back to my old self.
当我活在旧照里的时候，我受环境、受别人的搅扰，而我也去搅扰别人，对不对
？Because whenever I live in the old creation, I'm so easily triggered and irritated, and I also bother others.
生活我们天天都在过，路天天都在走，你要怎么样子在你的生活中去经历？今天我在基督里，圣灵在我里面，主的话、主的真理、主的光都在我里面。
So we live life every day and we walk on this path every day, but how can we experience the truth every day that the Lord's life and word are in me and I'm dead with Christ and resurrected with Christ?
因为还有一个真理我没有空放在这里，就是当你这个新生活你真正受浸的时候，也被浸到耶稣基督的身体里面。
Another truth, I have no time to explain that when you are baptized into Christ, you are baptized and you enter into the body of Christ.
这是我们很重要的新造生活，就是活在教会里面，活在基督身体里面。
That's one very important aspect of this new life, is that we live within the body of Christ.
那个我们将来又会再继续讲哈。
We'll talk about that more later.
第三个标杆，新的标杆，讲到我们有新的前途、新的未来、新的结局。
Thirdly, we have a new goal, that we have a new future, we have a new end.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得到神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind.And reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，一定要有很清楚的人生标杆。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to have a very clear life goal.
不然你一定失明。
Otherwise, for sure, you will feel lost.
不然我们一定起起伏伏。
And we will go up and down.
不然我们的人生一定失去了它存在的目的和价值。
And we will gradually lose our value and purpose of life.
这个目的必须是基督。
And this life goal has to be Christ.
除他以外没有别的。
There's no other goal.
你不管在人生有什么计划，我将来要生四个孩子，我将来要买什么车，我将来要做什么工作，那是你人生中的一个计划，不是你人生的标杆。
So you may have different plans to have four children, new cars or whatever, but those are just plans. They cannot be your life goal.
神只给了我们一个标杆。
God has only given us one goal for our life.
保罗也提醒我们，他只有一个标杆。
And Paul says he only has one thing.
我只有一件事。
I have only one thing.
忘记背后，努力面前，他就一直往前。他的失败忘记，他的得胜忘记。
Forgetting the past, he keep pressing forward. Forget about the success. Forget about the past failures.
他就全力以赴地往前，为了要得着基督。
So wholeheartedly, he focused on his goal to obtain Christ.
你千万不要以为得着基督是将来见主才得基督，是 every day, everything, every moment, 是每一天、每一件事、每一个时刻，都是以得着基督为至宝。
Please do not misunderstand that we will only obtain Christ when we meet Christ that day in the future. But every day, every moment, we can receive Christ as our utmost treasure.
这是基督徒的新生命所带来的新生活。
And this is the new goal for Christians once we have this new life.
摩兰德烈说，叫一个不信主的人肯把耶稣基督接到他心里，是很难很大的挑战。
So Andrew Murray says it is very hard a challenge for a non-believer to receive Jesus into their hearts as a savior.
但是要一个已经接受耶稣基督的，能够让耶稣基督从他里面活出来，是更大的挑战。
But yet it is even greater challenge for a Christian who have received Christ to live out Christ.
因为除了十字架，除了与主同死，不可能活出基督的。
Unless through the cross, unless through being dead with Christ, that there's no way for us to live out Christ.
只有不再是我，才能带进乃是基督。
Unless we say no longer I, we cannot bring out Christ.
希望我们一起加油哈，珍惜好好珍惜好好还剩下的日子。
So let's all work together and cherish every day that we still have.
每一天都珍惜哈。
Cherish every day.
我们一起来唱《致耶稣》，来住在我心。
Let's sing the song, Since Jesus Came Into My Heart.
Let's stand up and sing. Let's sing.
Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing. Let's sing.
每一句话，我相信都是我们基督徒可以来经历、来见证的。
I'm sure that every word in this lyric is something that we can experience and testify.
我希望我们回家也常常拿这条歌来唱，看看到底什么地方我还没有经历到。
I hope that when we go home, we keep singing this song and see which area I haven't experienced.
在我们一起祷告以前，我还是邀请我们中间有没有任何人还没有信耶稣的，你也愿意跟我们基督徒一样打开心。来接受耶稣基督住在我们的心中，成为我们的新生命。So、有没有这样子的人
？Before I pray, I want to extend the invitation to anyone of us who have not believed in Jesus. Anyone who want to receive Jesus as your new life.
你发现所有的基督徒都会承认我们是个罪人。
You will discover that all Christians will admit that we are sinners.
不见得我们的行为一定比别人坏。
We might not have bad behaviors.
而是因为这位神太圣洁了，太伟大了，太尊荣了，我们需要被耶稣基督的宝血洁净，好让这位伟大的神住在我们的心中。
But because this holy God is so holy, so honored, and so powerful, that we need to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus so that we can have relationship with Him.
所以我想问问，有没有这样子的朋友，你愿意接受耶稣做你个人的救主，也成为你的生命，愿意的，请你在位置上把手举起来，好不好？这是很喜乐的事情。有没有这样子的人
？That will receive this invitation to have Jesus as your Savior and your new life.
我知道今年很多人来参加受浸的，亲友们，你们来观看他们受浸的这件事。那为什么？Why not? 你自己也来享受哈。所以我再问最后一次。
I know some of you come to observe the baptism ceremony, but how, why not that you too can enjoy this new life?
有没有这样子的人？你愿意接受耶稣，
Anyone?
让你得到新生命，开始过新生活，开始人生有截然不同的意义和价值
？Anyone want to receive this new life and you can start living a new life?
有没有这样子的人？请你把手举起来，好不好？不要客气。没有，好，我们再唱第四节，唱完我们祷告。
The last scene stands at four.
请几位简短的带领我们有个祷告。
是的，主啊，我们来感谢赞美你。是的，因为耶稣进到我们的里面，主啊，让我们在你的死和复活里面有份。
阿门。
主啊，我们的生命就不一样了。主啊，我们不仅得救恩，也有新的生活的这样的力量，还有见证。主啊，我们真的感恩。自耶稣住在我心，主啊，特别是我们信主有年纪，我们就是祷告。我们除去所有的老旧，这样自耶稣住在我心那个新鲜那样的一个喜乐一直在我们的里面来涌流。谢谢主。阿们。
主啊，连主，我们实在谢谢你差遣你的爱子来到这世上，寻求拯救这世上的人。主啊，像罪人如我，主啊，却能蒙你的恩典。主啊，当你邀请我们的时候，我们愿意打开心，你就住在我们的里面，我们就得了一个的新的生命。主啊，从此以后不再是我了，因为有耶稣基督的生命在我们里面活出来。恩典主，我们要来感谢你。
阿门。
是啊，主，多么喜乐的消息！创造天地万物的主，竟然愿意与我有份有关，竟然愿意住在我的里面。我们感谢赞美你，并且你为我们死，赐给我们新的生命，多么伟大的荣耀，多么美好的事情发生在我们身上。
阿门。谢谢你把新的生命赐给了我们。
Lord, we thank you for giving us new life.
让我们在地上不仅有新的身份，可以开始过新的生活。
Not only that, we have this new identity, we can live a new life.
让我们可以让最平凡的生活变得再也不平凡。
So that our ordinary life can be transformed into in ordinary.
我们可以用今生来交换永恒。
That we can exchange this life with eternity.
用老我来交换基督。
And exchange old self with Christ.
赞美你。
Praise you, Lord.
也把一个荣耀的标杆赐给了我们。
You have also given us a glorious goal.
看见基督是一切，又在一切之内。
That we get to see Christ is all and in all.
我们可以在凡事上来得着你。
That we can obtain Christ in everything.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
为这十三位，我们感谢你今天要受浸。
We praise you for these thirteen brothers and sisters to be baptized.
为着我们中间如果还有任何人没接受耶稣，我们继续为他祷告。
We continue to pray for anyone among us who have not received Jesus.
主啊，希望你也在这人生的路上遇见他们，让他们能够接受你做他们个人的救主。
Lord, we pray that soon, that you will meet them on the path of life so that they can become Christians and be saved.
因为这实在不是可有可无的事情。
Because salvation is not something optional.
Oh, 耶稣，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
拯救了我们。
Thank you for saving us.
祷告，感谢，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.